Well, we're back with another episode of WWWW, aka Would We Wednesdays, aka WWWW. And this is our new friend, WWWW.
I didn't even put that together.
Yeah.
WWWW, Who Would Win Wednesdays, Willow.
Isn't that right? Thank you, Willow. As you know, I'm Jack.
And I'm Megan.
And this is Willow. And welcome back to
We're in another new place.
It's different than the regular WWW location. Mm-hmm. It's also not Kyle's house where we were last time. It is Megan's house where mm-hmm. we are this time.
We can't avoid the dogs, sorry. But perhaps that will give us more views.
Hopefully you enjoy the nice little likes doge. A dog. This one's a chill one.
This one's good. The other one has been banished to the floor.
He's currently sleeping.
And hopefully he will stay that way.
We think he is sleeping. He was stirring.
Don't mention him. Yeah, no. He was. Don't stir the beast.
We will not mention his name.
Yeah.
Voldemort.
Oh no, Harry.
Well, this is the first WWW of 2022.
Totally. What day is it? The
Wednesday.
4th. It is Tuesday. Oh. JK.
It's Wednesday, my dudes. But yeah, it's Wednesday. And we're coming to you live from Megan's house.
Yes.
Just kidding. We're not. But if we were, we would be. first, I keep forgetting that it's 2022. It's only been 4 days, but I'm still not used to it.
Me too. Usually I have a hard... I don't know what I was going to say.
I thought going from 2020 to 2021 was a bit of a leap. I thought that was kind of like...
2022 seems like, okay, cool, that's a real year.
Yeah.
The other ones, like 2023, no.
No, I feel like all the upcoming years, like, I'm kind of prepared for.
Every single...
Like, 2020, I mean, like, I feel like I've been preparing for 2022.
I'm sorry, but, like, 2027, not real.
Yet.
I mean, like, yeah. Like, people be graduating.
High school seniors right now, like, they're posting, like, oh, I'm going to whatever college class of 2026.
Like,
that seems a bit crazy.
Not real.
Right, yeah, I guess so. I mean, like 2022, I mean, that's this year, I guess. 2022 and 2023 24. Seem real to me. I guess 2024 also seems kind of real. But after that, it seems...
2025 is a little...
That's pushing it. I mean... Yeah, I'm still kind of mentally in, like, 2017. Just because I think, like, that was a good year just for, like, the numbers to stop going. Because after that, well, I guess...
I like 2019.
Yeah.
It was a good year.
Yeah, and then after that...
Since 2020 happened, you know, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bad year, like, across the globe. Everybody's just, like, deemed the 20s as being, like, the worst series. Because they're like, oh, it's 2022. Version 2, 23, yeah. Like, shut up, you know? Like, everybody's like, ugh, this year's so bad.
Yeah, it's true. No one likes... And, like,
it's already off on a bad foot. Like, Betty White died.
Do they expect, like, nothing bad to happen? Like, did they think that there was a time where nothing bad happened, and then, like, suddenly now it's changed?
Well, I think, because, like, growing up, we didn't notice any... Like, we didn't know anything, you know?
Yeah,
like,
true.
Nobody watched the news when they were, like, 8 or something, you know. Maybe you did, but, like, you didn't really, like, feel it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of years that have happened that you probably would have been like, oh, my gosh, this is so problematic.
Like, 2001, hello. But, like...
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Jalapeno damn!
Well, we're hoping to get 2022 off on the right foot here with our very first episode of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2022 will be the year of WWWW. Because we'll have a, it'll be the first year that's begun since WWWW was in existence.
Crazy, we've been doing this for, is it the 13th week? That's crazy.
I know, it is crazy.
And we've had Korn account for like a year, it was like a year ago.
It's been a while since we've had the Korn
account. The Korn, yeah. Korn idea, the Kornacope, the Korn.
The Korn ideas. We should also get a logo that's updated from the Korn.
Yeah.
It still says Korn Studios, it even does. Though it's now Kornucopia Studios.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm bad at drawing. No, I'm not.
You're not, but you don't like it because you're frustrated and you get frustrated.
Well, because I have a vision, and if it's not done, then I am frustrated.
I enjoy drawing. I like having a good time just drawing things, even if it doesn't turn out great. It's just fun. And coloring is fun, too.
Mm. How are you guys, winners?
How are you, winners? Let us know in the comments if you're good or bad, happy or sad.
Are you excited for 2022? Are you like the losers who think it's going to be bad?
If you think it's going to be bad, well, first of all, you're right, because everything is bad. Bad
well, things are going to happen. You can find anything bad.
There's always
going to
be a bad
situation.
Thing that happens. But also, you are a downer if you think it's going to be bad, because that means you're only looking at the bad, which is going to definitely happen,
well,
but you're not looking at the good, which is also definitely going to happen. There's going to be a lot of both, but you just have to make the best of it, you know? Like, there's a lot of shows coming out, a lot of movies coming out, a lot of months upcoming. We've got 12.
12?
We've got to start the cycle from the beginning. We got January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December to look forward to this year. And there's an Olympics again. I don't think it's really that big of a deal, though. A, because there was just an Olympics. Or is it? Yeah, it's Winter
Yeah,
Olympics.
It was... Yeah. Well, because it was messed up. But also, I feel like... I can't remember. I used to be, like, an Olympics stan. But, like, growing up, that was, like, my jam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would watch, like, everything. Because it was just fun. It was cool to see.
This has got to be the shortest interval between Olympics ever. Going from the Summer Olympics to this
yeah,
last,
aren't they
this
like
past
a year,
summer?
A year apart. Well, because they're like 4 years, but they were like a year apart.
Well, it alternates summer and winter every 2 years. So it's 4 years in between every Winter Olympics and 4 years between every Summer Olympics. But only 2 years between every Olympics because...
That's
they are offset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what.
Well, the Summer Olympics was supposed to be 2020, and obviously that didn't happen. So now it was Summer 2021, which just happened.
Okay. Yeah.
And now there's about to be another one in about a month. I think it starts. Right.
What's your favorite comment? What's your favorite Winter Olympic sport?
Honestly,
I am not sure. You know what scares me? Is the bobsled or whatever the other skeleton. That one is scary. Have you seen that?
Nope.
It is like bobsledding but without without like the shell. You know what a bobsled is?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like that, but just like you on the like thing.
Yikes.
And so you're just going shoom, I believe that's what it is. Scary.
That is scary?
Yeah. What else? Curling.
Curling's actually kinda
I
cool.
wanted to try that.
It looks cool.
They had this thing in Boston, like on the seaport near the ICA. And I was there with my class and we were walking past and I was like, yo, curling. But it wasn't like real because they didn't have the brush thing. It was just like shuffleboard without, you know, because I'm really intrigued by the little.
It is cool.
It's fun.
Really?
Lois.
I'm surprised there's... They kind of be reaching for some of these like winter sports because I feel like a lot of them are very similar, like with the bobsledding type things. You know, I feel like there's a lot of them that.
Sure, but bobsled can be like a team sport, whereas the skeleton is just you, and I'm not entirely sure on like the differences, but I think that. They're marginally, like, the same courses, but it's just a different, like, sled.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm,
but
I'm not at all really into the Olympics at all, but if I were, summer would definitely be more entertaining.
Yeah, I generally do like the summer more. Maybe because I just think like the places that they pick too is cool.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of winter sports is like how
it's just snow,
just going downhill related. On a snowy hill.
Yeah, whereas summer, you can, I don't know, it could be in the pool, it could be summer on the grass, it could be whatever.
Yeah.
It could be on the sand, volleyball, mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah.
Summer is just like, or winter is like, yep, we're going down a
snow
hill.
Yeah.
And ice sometimes. There's ice.
Oh, but the ice skating is cool.
It is cool.
That is cool. I think in my head that I can do that, but I definitely cannot do that.
No.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, today's matchup, we got something special for you. It's actually not that special. It's kind of just a regular matchup.
Can you say what it is?
No, you.
Okay,
you
fine.
It.
That is my.
You're the sayer.
That is my sayer. I'm the sayer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Today's matchup, we have 17 Staples employees versus 23 ducks and 6 geese.
That's right. Staples employees are mm-hmm. a tough bunch.
A force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, we have. There's one that lives in this very house. Actually.
Who knows? You might see him later.
Megan's brother, Justin, is a Staples employee. We came up with this idea for this this crazy, just all-out brawl of a matchup the other night, and we were playing Neon Rider.
Shout out TV Games.
Shout out.
Neon Rider, sponsor. Justin beat all of your 8 levels with 3 stars.
All 3 stars.
It took him almost all night, and we stayed up for it. Listening to the wonderful soundtrack that you have.
Yeah, you guys need
that
a new
doesn't
soundtrack.
Abruptly stop.
We need some.
Hit us up if you want some audio help.
Yeah, hit us up if you want some audio help, and we'll, yeah, sponsorship. Yeah, we'll do a little deal. We'll work out a little deal. Staples employees.
Anyway.
Well, you know. Staples employees versus 23 ducks and 6 geese.
Yeah,
we've had a few bird contenders before. We had the Thanksgiving turkeys, right? We had what other birds?
Is that it?
I feel like we've done. Geese
I was just
before,
thinking,
but we haven't.
No, we haven't. Well,
because
we were thinking about like Boston things, and we did the Boston common squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like, yeah, I'm surprised that we didn't do geese. So. Here we are.
Well, I remember doing geese like a long time ago on my OG polls, the ones I posted on my story, which started this whole wild ride of
WWW.
Yeah. We got 6 geese and 23 ducks. So that is a force to be reckoned with, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do any other birds.
Yeah. Roosters.
Oh, we did roosters. Yeah, chickens. Yeah. That's a count. That definitely counts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't want to be the one to fight them and kill them. Would you?
No.
Good thing we don't have to answer that question. Maybe someone else will. Yeah. So we're gonna discuss today. It's gonna be tough. I don't know who I would pick. Do you know who you'd pick?
No, actually, because I don't really have an opinion, like a strong opinion on either.
I think either could take the cake. We're gonna go into our bucket of things, the bag of which the WWWWZ broke off of. We also didn't bring home the WWWWC. So, the time being, we're gonna be using the WWWGP. As you can see, tortoise.
GP.
No tortoise.
Wait. Since it is my phone recording, I am only 38% sure of this. No!
Jalapeno.
Heads or tails? Tortoise is heads. Nothing is tails.
Heads.
It is nothing, so it is tails. Therefore, you do not get it correct. when you have said heads. So therefore,
you pick.
I will be picking.
Just you.
Me. Yes.
We make complicated statements.
Well, sometimes it is fun to listen to extra additional words.
Sure.
I will be picking. What will I be choosing? I don't want to offend Justin by picking the ducks and geese. So I will pick the stables and plays. I'm going to go with the SEs, the staplers. Do you think that's what they're called? Do you think, like, corporate staples employees are like, all right, staplers, let's get to work?
I don't know. We'll ask a real-life stapler.
Yeah, we'll have to find out firsthand.
Well, yeah, didn't we talk about that the other night a little bit? Just, like, about what the dealio is? But I guess that would, like, the Geek Squad or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Geek Squad, we found out was Best Buy. I don't think Staples has a specific...
What a missed opportune.
I know. They could be like the staplers,
that would be so...
The copiers, the... The chairs or something. Depending on which department you work in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I work in the printing department. I'm a printer. Well, I guess that one wasn't a great example. But I work in the sales department. I'm a paperclip. Or something. But everybody's a staple.
I work in the shack area.
I'm a shack.
Yeah, so that means that I have the birds.
Yeah, Megan's going with the waterfowl in this instance.
Sure. What?
So, why don't you start us off?
Fine. You know, I'm going to start with the ducks. I don't really know what they're bringing to the table besides the numbers.
A duck can be scary.
Sure. I don't know. I don't know. In my head, ducks are nice. I don't really know what to say about this. I'm not like super into it, but numbers.
Yeah.
Oops. But listen, this time this was not my picking, so I can't.
Well, what would you have picked?
I don't know. That's what.
You have to answer this question.
Jack. I don't know. I didn't. I have no thoughts.
All right, but let's say this flip went another way, and
I don't know. I would probably pick the birds anyway. Anyway, I think that they are smart.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they could be smart. Geese.
Geese are scary.
Scary. The ones in Boston, I feel like, are less fierce, just because you can walk by them and they're just existing.
Yeah.
Although, like, I am still scared of them. Like, scared to get too close because who knows? If they're just going to, like, nip you with their long beak and neck, you know? That could reach, like, you think you're clear. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little tenser on them just because I don't know exactly how close to them I can get.
Yeah.
Because, like a regular wild goose, I can kind of know, like, how far away I can be because I wouldn't want to risk going up close.
Wild geese? No, thank you.
But sometimes in Boston, you have to, like, walk, because they're, like, literally taking over the whole road.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, walk through them, and you're, like...
Yeah, I've gotten very close to one, a few, but, like, it hasn't... I don't know. They haven't really given me any, like...
No, they haven't.
Grief. But there have been times when I've, like, been just... You know, we... Like, when we were by the water, mm-hmm. and... We were just looking, and I guess maybe there was, like, some territorial business happening, and they were, like, encroaching and, like, squawking.
Yeah, they get squawky.
Yeah.
Squawky-talky.
So, yeah. Yeah, I would be more scared of the geese, I think. In my head, they are also fast on land. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think they could be, but I think... I don't know if they would do so much damage as they would just be intimidated.
Yeah, the only thing I can think that would be super damaging would be, like, the...
Maybe the beak.
Beak.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure if they have like. Claws. I know they have webbed feet. I'm not stupid, but like, do they have claws on the end of that? I feel like they do. Right? And I feel like they have teeth. Like
they do have like little sharp little razors, little.
So I think the combination of those two aspects. I'm not sure if the ducks have that. Maybe certain types. We didn't really specify which type of duck. Because I mean, this is kind of just general. It's not
I mean, you can kind of imagine. I mean, there can't be that drastic of a difference.
Yeah. I
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think also something that's going for both of these birds would be that they are good in water. So I mean, they could survive. Oh, so we got land, we got water, and we got air. So they can.
Yeah, they're
they
very
really have like dream combo of talents here.
Mm-hmm.
As the staple employees,
employees have at max land and water.
Maybe water, yeah.
Some of them might be able to swim.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a survey.
Mm-hmm. We'll get Justin to gather data.
of all staples employees, how many of you can swim?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about where this fight could take place.
We haven't really talked about that much,
but Kyle and I had a good discussion of the farm that the gophers and muskrats would be on, because we imagined there being a barn that the gophers would dig around and collapse, thereby trapping all the miniature Dwayne Johnsons.
okay.
We got a bit carried away in the scenarios, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to imagine a place.
That's nice, because I feel like I always think very literally.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you have, like, some sort of, like, fictional aspect,
imagination,
it's a little bit more fun. But it is hard. It's hard to come up with that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just bad. But, yeah.
Well, maybe we can imagine they're at the Staples right here in undisclosed location.
In
jalapeno dance.
So, there's a little bit of a swampy, marshy area behind there, right? I think. I mean.
No, there's train tracks. And then
which go
beyond
through,
that,
like a yucky, like where what even
really
is
know.
Over
it's
there?
Kinda,
it's like a
maybe the.
No, it's the other right side.
Across, no, I'm saying like across the street from the Staples.
You don't
let's
have to,
just say.
You're like the fairground, the abandoned fairgrounds, where there is yucky, marshy. Okay.
Good.
No one's, I mean,
well,
if you're listening, chances are you already know where we are. And if you don't know where we are, you're not going to scour through all the Staples locations and see which one is down the street from an abandoned fairgrounds. And if you do, you props.
Need helps.
Props.
Helps.
And help. You need help.
Yeah.
But good job. Takes place across the street from the Staples.
Which happens to be a marshy area.
Rundown area.
Mm-hmm.
So they're close enough to the Staples where the staplers could maybe retrieve some of their equipment.
And I guess then let's say that could be close to their home, the foul, their home turf, or like similar to, you know,
mm-hmm.
similar environment, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Marshy.
Yeah. What do you think the deadliest weapon at Staples would be?
Ooh.
I guess probably maybe an X-Acto knife.
I was trying to think of something that has like Mondo chemicals in it, you know?
True.
I don't. I mean, we could ask. There's probably something that he's been trained on to like not, you know, handle it in a certain way, you know?
Right.
We're acting like Staples has like radioactive. things in it, but
I don't know. Maybe
there could
I mean,
be.
I feel like if you were smart enough, you could create some kind of explosive
I don't know, like
with anything.
Well, I mean, there's a number of devices, so maybe they could make a
jalapeno dam.
They could like trigger all like the Alexas or something to like
emit
like a frequency that like blows out your eardrums or something. I was thinking more in terms of a fighting, in terms of like,
but, like
just. An everyday stapler could use to defend himself against 17 or 23 ducks and six geese.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of glue too. That could be nice. Like what's a little glue tar.
Oh, true. I mean, I guess. Go on, tell me what you're thinking with the glue.
I was just thinking it's sticky and it's annoying. Mm-hmm. You just hold them back for at least like a second.
Yeah.
You know?
My thought was they could use
Then they can't fly.
True.
But yes.
The knife, the X-Acto knives or the scissors. Or maybe a sharp ruler. A metal ruler.
Oh, yeah, the edge.
Oof. Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't want to be smacked in the face with that. Maybe not the scissors. Well, maybe the scissors.
Scissors could do damage.
If you like took them apart, so it was just two individual.
Then you have it like you have it like
a scissor and another scissor,
like the hole through your finger, and you can be like, yo.
Yeah.
Don't get any ideas.
Oh yeah. You could like take a bunch of the individual ones and be like Wolverine.
That is. But
that would be dangerous. I don't know if they would come up with that.
Would they come up with that on the spot? Is there preparation?
We haven't really talked about prep time lately. That used to be a big aspect of our debates, but now it's not really.
Yeah.
We can just imagine they each have a similar amount of prep time.
Mm-hmm.
Although really the geese aren't going to do much with the prep time. Like what can they do?
What can you do?
I mean, they can maybe like think of locations to go outside.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be able to use any weaponry, right?
I don't think so. Unless one happens to pick up a scissor bit in their beak, but I mean, I don't think if they are capable of like thinking that through.
Right, right.
And it like acting as an actual weapon. Jeez. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got the scissors. I'm
trying to think of what else could be.
The easy button just to annoy the hell out of them.
Oh, yo. I found
that was easy.
Oh, there was such a funny video.
Yeah, obviously, the stables employees are people, so they do have a natural fighting advantage against the beasts due to their intellect. And obviously, stables employees are going to be a little bit on the geekier side. Which might sacrifice a bit of physical strength, but with that comes perhaps a bit of mental acuity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, perhaps the brain. I get where you're going there, but maybe it could be to their downfall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, how close do you think, you know, when you have a job, are you really that close with your fellow co-workers? I don't know.
I guess it
depends on the job, but I don't know. Of the jobs that I have had, I haven't been very close.
Yeah. Well, I guess the one thing they do have in common is the knowledge of the staples, like inventory, the knowledge of, you know, of the of what they have at their disposal, pretty much. They know, so they might be able to help each other out as a team in that way. Another thing I just thought of was perhaps the shipping tubes. You know those little cardboard tubes that you roll up a poster in? Those can be pretty dense cardboard sometimes, right?
Right.
So imagine getting a smack in the face from one of those.
Yeah. Oh, what else was I thinking? Oh, they also have... This is in favor of the staples, but...
That's okay. It's just,
I was just thinking... They also have the radio thing, so they're in cahoots.
They can be like,
duck number three is riling up. And they'd be like, I am coming from behind. And then,
team, roll out. And they go, and they break up into little squads. And they...
Staples, yeah.
They can shoot the rubber bands.
Ooh.
I feel like they wouldn't really do much against a flying... Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of hidden items in Staples that you wouldn't really associate with the store, but could serve as... Like, I feel like if you really look, you could find, like, a Nerf gun or something in there. Like, especially around the holidays, perhaps. But I'm not sure. I feel like if you dug, you could find it. What else? Perhaps there is some food items in there that are toxic.
That's what I was thinking. I'm really, you try to like choke them on the M&M or something.
Yeah.
What if we went down there and we just took a look at the inventory and found all their weapons?
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be funny.
Mm-hmm. Would you be like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We just, like, look through.
And we have a weapon counter.
Yeah, I don't know what else weapons they could use, but we'll find out, I guess.
I don't really know what else the Deese could do, but I don't.
Yeah, I guess their main technique would, I guess, just be flying, and they could come down from above, which would be a bit jarring.
I don't know how much damage they could do from that, or, you know, how skilled they are in flight, you know? But, yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
The geese could just be frightening to them.
Yeah, I mean, the sounds are odd.
They are,
yeah. And I mean, once they get, like, flapping, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know what else, because I don't really know if they would be, like, you know, as tactic oriented. I don't know.
They don't have the mental capacity tactical.
But I mean, we don't know. Maybe they do have some sort of awareness, but I don't know if it's like, oh, there is a battle happening, you know? Like, is it just a battle of employees trying to shoo off these birds?
I mean, they would have some instinct, like, oh, these people are fighting me, so I have to, like, attack, you know, I have to fight back.
Yeah.
But I think they're really, like what we said, their main tactic would be air combat. And I guess water. They could maneuver in the water better than a person.
Mm-hmm.
But
let's say, So, they go in the water. They can dunk into the water, grab a peb, grab a sizable rock, and fly.
Oh, yeah, and drop it on the head. Yeah. That's
bombs.
Smart. Yeah.
Little rock bombs.
Mm-hmm. And they could do that thing where they flap their wings in the water and like it. Like,
sprays.
Yeah. Distraction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the main weapon you'd need for fighting a duck and a goose would be a range weapon. Like, you'd need some kind of projectile. Because they would be way too easy, you know, to miss. They're flying around, they're swimming around. I mean, they don't walk around as well, but their speed as a flyer, you know, you're going to need to, I mean, unless you start hurling the scissor.
Yeah. I don't know what else. I mean, rubber band would be cool, but I mean, it's not like super hard.
Mm-hmm.
The force that it, I mean, it stings.
Unless it's like point blank in your eye.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe it could, like, damage their wing mid-flight.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe just, like, the point where it's, like, they did get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps that is a battle strategy of distraction, you know, distracting them.
Mm-hmm. I think the staples and workers could get easily distracted by the birds.
Oh, no, I was talking about...
distracting the birds?
Yeah.
I mean, they would also be easy to distract.
Yeah.
I think it would be a very unfocused battle. There'd be a lot going on. And I feel like despite their despite the walkie-talkies, there might still be a lack of communication. Although I would like to think that perhaps they would use that. They would just have some kind of, like, plan in place. Like, okay, in the event of foul.
Stop.
In the event of a foul.
What, attack, like, in those, like, books?
Yeah,
you know,
in like a handbook, they have like an event of an attack. You four break up into this squad, and
you know what I'm talking about. But like on classrooms where they have like that like color coded book thing,
of, like all possible emergencies. Like,
when foul.
In the event of geese attack.
Standard procedure. Yeah, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you say? Should we how should we proceed?
I think we should scope out the area.
We should. We should. I think we can. We can afford to go live. No, we're not live. We can afford to go check out the scene of the battle. Maybe even get some firsthand insight.
Who knows?
Who knows? What do you think? We'll be right back.
Hello everyone, we are on our way to Staples.
Hello www listeners, aka winners. We are
we're in the car, as you can see.
Yeah, we're in the www car. We're not, it's just a car.
It's actually custom painted, but you can't see it. Yeah. So you're just gonna have to take our word for it.
Yeah, we're here. We're going to Staples. We have a connection at Staples, actually. Yeah. His name's Justin. So he will be helping us out today to really determine the what's going on in this battle. We've got 23 geese, 23 ducks, 6 geese.
Yeah.
Versus 17 Staples employees. So we're going to hear from the horse's mouth today. Capabilities of a Staples worker.
Yeah, and perhaps we'll get some insight on weapons.
Yeah, we're gonna take a deep dive.
A little gander at the selection that we have. I'm not looking at the camera, sorry. Also, this camera work is so good. I'm not shaky. It's fine.
If you're not checking out the Cornucopia Studios YouTube.
Oh yeah, you're missing quality out. Content and me looking directly into the sun. Hashtag Trump. Anyway.
Jalapeno Dam.
It is a nice brisk afternoon in the New England area.
It's surprisingly,
it is a nice 32 degrees, which is freezing. This morning it was like 12, I think.
12.
Okay, see you when we're at the Stape. There it is. We are here at the Staples.
Alright, well, any pen can be used as a stabbing device. Obviously. Pencil obviously has a wooden shrapnel you can use.
True. And it has a little metal bit, so I mean. Oh. Now, we got chemicals galore over here. Where's Shaq? I feel like he's in the printer. No. Justin said that there was a Shaq. Ooh.
Throw their wings in the shredder.
Feather shredder.
Feather.
Am I right?
You take one of the lid and you go, you trap them in there.
Oh, a trap? Dude.
Yeah, you just...
Totes. Little pinchies.
Oh, yeah.
Some stabbies. That's a little low-grade stab, but... Stabbies? Some of this. That's what we're talking about. What else? Some glue. Telling you.
Bludgeoning device.
Ooh.
It's got a handle. If you fill it up with some heavy stuff.
Oh my gosh. Dude. Oh, yo. What is that for? Oh.
You punch.
Like receipts. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yo. Oh, okay. I'm looking for Shaq, but I can't. Am I, like, so close to the camera that you...
Yeah, but you're in there and you're cute.
And we're looking for Shaquille.
I don't think he's here, babe.
I think he is. I told you he was here. There used to be, like, a life-size one cut out, and he would like stick his head was like above the aisles, and it was so scary because you would see him and you'd be like, who is, why is Shaq looking at me?
I do remember that.
Remember? Yeah. He was like right there. Edit Shaq. Okay, just kidding, don't. It's okay. Hello, we are at the Staples and we have our
staple, and we have our stapler, and he is going to tell us who would win.
No, he's going to tell us
who he would battle.
Come on.
Excuse me.
We have 1 minute. He has
Justin,
one minute.
Get in front of Shaq.
All right, you have 6 seconds to discuss.
Oh my god. All right,
ready?
It's on wide.
Okay.
Which one go?
Personally, I think I'd go for the Geese and Ducks, because oh my god, that is getting close. Okay. Because, I mean, 16v1, kind of scrawny, I don't think I could take them. But 16, or however many geese and ducks, I just run out of them, they're flying all over the place. They can't handle me. I'm too quick for them. I mean, they're little, I'm medium-sized. Yeah, I look big. I could definitely take them, no questions asked.
Keep going.
I don't know what to say.
We have more time. Well, just say words.
Ooh.
What do you think about weapons in his? What could you use as a weapon? What could you use as a weapon in a store?
Is this in the store?
No. Just name a staple.
What staples could you use as a weapon?
I could.
We're running out of time.
Rip this thing around. No, don't actually. Yes. Rulers.
Why is this minute so long?
Some slap bracelets.
Yeah.
Jalapeno Dan.
Hello, it's as you noticed, we did do the 60-second Would You Rather, aka the WWWWYR. Justin participated in that very graciously, as we picked him up from Staples, but we did that out of order, so of course, you know, we have to look at the polls. We gotta look at the polls. Your dad sent us a message.
He's gonna have to wait.
So I'm gonna be activating my green Apple iPhone.
It's been out of commish this whole episode, so
yeah, we haven't used it.
Busting out.
It's the 11 Pro. It's got a gray case. we're going to my story archive to see my poll that I posted yesterday. Justin, did you vote on it?
I did.
Oh, so you actually have.
Imagine he's like, no.
I don't know if he counts. Not to but he does count.
Well, he wasn't part of the battle.
Who
so
I voted
not
for, but I voted
Justin
for the geese.
Oh, okay. Justin voted for the geese. You think the geese would whoop you guys?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I gave you guys a little bit of credit. I mean, I thought you guys had some brain power.
Oh no.
And some like.
I did say just now I was team geese too, but I don't know. I said that there is brain power, but maybe it might be a fault.
A hindrance.
Yeah, and that there's some beef. There's some clashing in the workplace, I think.
Sometimes,
not like active beef, but just like you wouldn't be their friend, would you?
Like, if outside someone's pinned down, you're not gonna go help them from the geese. You're just like, oh,
you're just gonna leave them.
You just leave them. Okay.
Well, who would win, guys? Who would win? Staples, 17 Staples employees versus 23 ducks and 6 geese, and the winner, according to Instagram poll, is ooh, the Staples employees. They took it. They took it by a margin of 56% to 44%. That's almost half and half. Slim margin, but Staples employees took it away.
Yeah.
We got some comments here.
From Kyle Germain. Hello, Kyle. Staples employees have a reputation, a history, perhaps. I believe they have what it takes. Another comment from him. They have what it takes to triumph in a battle against these mere swan con artists.
Mm.
My dad and Justin's dad.
Our dad, yes.
Well, I wouldn't be like our dad. Anyway, he comments, Justin.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah. I do work at Staples.
He does.
What did he vote for? Did he vote?
I'm sure he voted for.
We'll look
for
after.
Justin.
I think he went Staples, yeah.
I think he said something. He said something to me. Anyway. Tyler Sprague says, Staples employees are simply the most different breed out there.
Oh,
they're unavoidable.
I would agree.
They are a special case. They've got some special powers.
Quite a diverse range of people there.
Although six people quit in the past week, so.
Okay.
Jalapeno Dan.
Well, that's it for this week, guys. Make sure to come back next week.
Hopefully you like the variety.
We thought it was fun.
Perhaps more to come.
You never know.
www